And we are now pleased to be joined by former Silver Tips forward, all-time leading goal scorer as well. It was great to have him back in the house here in downtown Everett. That being Tyler Maxwell joining us on the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3 as well. Maxie, great to talk to you once again. Good to see you back this last weekend. First off, what's the best day that you ever had in Everett?
Probably Saturday night, Mike. Seeing everybody, coming full circle, and the fact that we were all honored and I had the opportunity to drop the puck was pretty special for myself and for my family. But I'd say playing wise, my most special evening might be, a combination of games. Playing so many games in that arena and in front of the fans, it's hard to pick just one special evening.
But what was it about Saturday that made you think and that made you understand I belong here as a Silver Tip?
I've always known I belong here as a Silver Tip. The way that we've been treated, as a player and by the organization. But just maybe after the game, after the win, when the alumni were brought into the locker room and we got to bring our families and the joy and celebration after a win and remembering that definitely brought back some good thoughts.
Do you think much has changed at all as far as the room, as far as the atmosphere, since you were last year suiting up in white and green?
I would say yes. They're building it. They've been building a tradition since day one, but with Kevin Constantine back at the helm, I feel like there is a more sense of culture than maybe in some of the years past. And that's something that, is a key ingredient when you're going for a championship run.
We talked a little bit about this in the booth. I thought it was hilarious, but you ever thought more about how much you can give Byron Fraze a hard time next time you talk to him, being that you had about roughly two-thirds of your old line, the kid line, back in the house?
Oh, yeah, that was some fun trips. Tosh and I were kind of jabbing at Fraze. But, all three of us grew up together playing for the Silver Tips and had our rookie year experiences together. And I hope that Byron's doing well today.
What's the best game that you three ever had together?
Oh, geez. There was a stretch, I think when we first started clicking that we were pretty much the line to beat in the league. And we had a combination of 12 points together in one game. I think we all had a 4-point night in some way, shape, or form. And I don't remember who it was against, but that was a night where, nothing could go wrong.
I talked a little bit about this with John Rose, and we'll also hear from him later on during the show. Former Silver Tips radio voice back during your time here in the Pacific Northwest. But I thought a very striking and riveting comment he had was heading into the 08-09 campaign. You were talking about maybe a team that many predicted beginning of the season wouldn't do much. Matter of fact, if you could get to 20 wins, consider that an accomplishment. Then along came you three, as well other talent on that roster. But at what point did you really think that you guys had something really special in the works?
It was probably when we were heading into the playoffs, and I was actually coming back from a knee injury. We had a televised game versus Vancouver, and it was actually my first game back from injury. And it was like we didn't skip a beat. I don't even know if we had a practice together. And I think I had 2 goals, 2 assists, and Kellen had 3 points, and Fraze had 3. So that was against a really good Vancouver Giants team that had a great veteran present, and it was on the road. So that's something that I'll always remember, and the picture is hanging up in the Everett Silver Tips locker room of one of the goals, actually.
It's kind of funny how things change, because Vancouver is just kind of scraping along at this point here for the regular season. But what do you maybe miss the most out of the rivalries, especially within the U.S. division?
Oh, just, getting up for a game and your heart racing as the opening lineups, being announced, and just gearing up for those huge games, and that's what I was thinking watching, you know, Vancouver Saturday night and listening to how the game was Friday night versus Portland, and the way that the league's evolved, and you know, you're always going to have that turnover, but you know, when I was playing, the Giants were a powerhouse, Portland was a powerhouse, Spokane was a powerhouse as well. So, and going into those buildings, and Tri-City, so going into those buildings, you know, night in and night out, definitely was a test of character and a test of strength.
Good to have Tyler Maxwell here on the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM, 95.3 Tips app as well. Ending your WHL career in Edmonton before heading onto the pro ranks, but reflecting back for those first few years, how did you grow as a person? How did you grow as a player while with the Silver Tips?
Well, something that really struck gold when and during the recruiting process when I was young was that you know, they wanted to build us into gentlemen, and they wanted to build character throughout the lineup. And something that I came to learn is how to act away from the rink, and you know, showing up on time, how to dress properly, how to greet people, how to do the media. So it wasn't just on the ice development, but a lot of it was off ice, building your character.
And it really seems like a lot of those traits, those characteristics, interchangeable as well with the pro lifestyle. And you really kind of see a lot of the guys who start to get a sniff at NHL training camps, American Hockey League opportunities. Those players have been well-groomed, and it's a part of the WHL with that whole culture. You certainly agree?
Yeah, so what they're trying to do in the WHL is build professional players, and it's a perfect way to mold those young minds with the 72-game schedule and the grueling play, and the way that the style is compared to the NHL and the pro ranks is pretty compatible.
I want to give you a platform as well, because there are a lot of players who have moved on to bigger and better things, some inside hockey, some in association with hockey, and some completely out of the game and taking their scholarship elsewhere. But you've been more active behind the bench, helping grow some young players, especially, I respect this, down in Southern California, a place where people really weren't talking about that area being a hockey hotbed even as recent as roughly 20 years ago. But now you're heavily involved. What's going on now, man?
You know what? That's what we're trying to do, is grow the game. And Southern California is definitely a great place for that. Right now, I'm involved with the UCLA ice hockey program and the Anaheim Junior Ducks. And both programs are taking the right steps in the right direction. So hopefully, you know, Southern California does become even more of a hockey hotbed in the future. But something that I love to do is be on the ice. And if I could spread my knowledge of the game to, you know, some other players, and that's something that I love doing.
The Maxwell Hockey Camp is something as well that is very close. Of course, it's run by you, but what kind of an impact is that making down there as well?
Oh, the MHC is definitely taking a turn for positive. You know, right now we're on the ice 6 or 7 times a day, running clinics, privates, and camps. And you know what? It's something that I love doing. We have about 20 instructors that are in and out of coaching. A lot of them go play during the season and come back during the summer. And we're having camps ranging from players that are just beginning to adults. So we're also catering to some of the higher-end players down south, so they have top-notch training during the off-season as well.
What's the most important or the highest priority trait that a skater could really pick up, I think, for the fast track along the way when they're just beginning and starting out with the game down there?
Well, the big thing that we emphasize is, you know, getting on the ice, getting those touches. But sometimes ice is very hard to come by down south, so we've opened up a facility that's all off ice. It's pretty much like your hockey mecca for training. There's 6 lanes of off-ice shooting. There's off-ice training, hockey-specific, at the other side of the facility. But what's most important here is creating those good habits and trying to break the bad habits that, you know, some players might develop over the years. Because anything that I see technique-wise, you know, I'll try to alter. And but the big thing is getting the touches on the ice. And when you're off the ice, trying to find ways to perfect your game as well.
I don't think last weekend was the last time we'll see you. How much are you looking forward to playoff time around here, man?
Oh, I'm fired up already. I talked to all the guys, and you know they have the right mindset. So I'm going to do what I can to support the Silvertips and hopefully make my way up for the playoff run in March.
You think it's kind of funny, and I kind of ask this personally, yourself, Cameron Abney, Thomas Hames Kirk, myself as well, all essentially Silvertips and Stockton Thunder on the resume?
Yeah, that's funny. hockey is a small world, and seems like you and I have crossed paths at different times, and it's good to catch up with players that have experienced some of the same stuff that you have. So, you know, throwing around stories and talking to people where you can relate, you know, where they've been and what they've been through, trials and tribulations.
Well, certainly likewise, and all the best here to the family. And also, how is the family coming along as well?
Oh, it's coming along. Right now we have a three-year-old little boy who's yelling at me to get off the phone, and also a five-month-old German Shepherd. My wife is keeping busy, and so am I, so it's good.
And the family continues to grow and thrive. Tyler Maxwell, thank you for joining us. We will see you soon once again. Great to have you back as usual.
All right, thanks for having me, Mike.